Now, Dr. Gaurav Sharma, the MP for Hamilton West, says he has faced MP-on-MP bullying within the Labour Party, posting a 2,600-word statement on his Facebook page on Friday detailing his experiences. The Labour Party disputes the allegations, saying there has been ongoing disputes between Dr. Sharma and some of his staff. Another MP, Anna Lorke, who was also accused of bullying by a former staff member in a story for Stuff, it was a matter that Labour wouldn't comment on over the weekend. With us now, Labour Party leader, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena.
How many Labour MPs are facing accusations of bullying?
Well, here, firstly, though, I would separate out these two sets of circumstances because in the case of Gaurav Sharma, here we have an issue of where issues have been raised by staff working in his office. And interventions have been put in place because as a result of the Francis Review, this is a very different working environment. There are high expectations on MPs around the way that they work and manage their staff. He hasn't agreed always with those attempts at constructive interventions to ensure that we have the best possible working place for his staff members. And so that's an illustration, I think, of the fact that things are different. They have changed. The Francis Review does mean we take those early points of early intervention. On the situation that you've raised with Anna Lorke, the statements that have come from Labour have simply been that this is where we do need to, if issues are raised, and they have been, those do need to be investigated, and they are, and that's the reason that we're not commenting on that one, because it is the subject of an employment investigation.
So coming back to my initial question, though, how many Labour MPs are in this situation? Is this the extent of it?
Oh, look, we have across 65 MPs. We have, at my last rough count, 237 staff that will be in employment there. There will be, from time to time, issues in those employment relationships. What's really important is that we make sure that we conduct ourselves
with the high expectations. Just to be clear on this, how many are we talking about at the moment?
Again, I won't necessarily always know if there are employment issues that have been raised, but I do have an expectation they be worked through.
So
Again, as I say, Susie, if there is an employment dispute between an employer and employee, I won't know about every one of those cases. However,
but would you not expect if it was regarding... Would you not expect, though, Prime Minister, that if it was regarding bullying, especially in current circumstances over the last few days, would you not expect to be told about it?
I would expect that they be worked through, and I would expect that there are interventions, as there were in the case of Dr. Sharma. So in that case, I was aware of there being issues 6 months ago, and I was aware that there was work going on between WHIPs and parliamentary services. Do I believe this is a widespread issue across our team? I do not. But as I say, 65 MPs, 237 staff, there will, from, as in any workplace, from time to time, be issues that we need to take seriously and work through. But actually, Dr. Sharma is an example of a situation where we did. He just disagreed with those interventions.
And we'll talk about those in a moment, hopefully. In the New Zealand Herald today, though, Dr. Sharma's local Labour Party supporting him unconditionally and calling for an independent inquiry into all of this. Is that going to happen?
And look, that wouldn't necessarily surprise me. He's their local MP. He will have heard his version, obviously, of events. It's my job to see both sides of these issues. I've seen nothing substantiate the claims that he has made. There's an example there where he's claimed inappropriate use of funds by other MPs. That has not been substantiated. Again, as I say, having reflected and reviewed what has happened in this case, I see attempts at a constructive intervention because of issues being raised in the office, which he disagreed with.
Are there any of his allegations, Prime Minister, are there any of his allegations that do stack up and that do require further probing?
Well, you can see he's disagreed with the interventions. And those interventions, though, ultimately were around making sure that there was a positive working environment. And, you know, he hasn't agreed with those. Whether or not warrants a full investigation is the question you've put to me. My view is that it doesn't, because we have the ability already for different parties to look into whether or not the interventions are appropriate.
So what are you going to do about them?
And this is, look, something that needs to work through. My first focus has been, of course, as has you can see from the fact this dispute has arisen, has been the working environment and the staff. You'll see that publicly one of those staff members has spoken out, for instance. That's a demonstration of why...
But my question to you, Prime Minister, is about Dr. Sharma. What are you going to do about him?
All I'm illustrating is that there's two issues at play. We need to resolve the issues at hand, those who are employed by him, to ensure that they are well looked after and that their workplace is positive. That's our job. The second is in what we do about the way in which he's raised this issue. Just to give you context, for instance, he did not raise this either directly with me. I've never had this issue raised directly with me, other than the first occasion I saw it by him, other than the occasion I saw it in the Herald. So there is an issue here that we have ways in our team of escalating issues that he has not used. And so that does present problems, but that's for us to work through as a team.
Do you support the whips, Kieran McAnulty and Duncan Webb, and their efforts in these cases?
Yes, I do. Look, there will be occasions when MPs won't agree with their decision-making, but there are abilities to escalate that. As I say, I'm the Labor leader. I'm one place that can be escalated. It wasn't raised with me directly. That's an illustration of some of the issues at play here.
The Francis Review back in 2019 looked at this, amongst other things. Mm. Why has that not fixed it?
Oh, well, actually, what you're seeing is the Francis Review in play here. And Susie, look, this is a vastly different place than when I came in 14 years ago. And for the better. You know, now, for instance, our new MPs, they're offered professional supervision. They're offered coaching. They're at the moment going through training to support the workplaces that they're managing. None of that kind of thing was in place in the way it is now. We're also, Parliament's creating a conduct commissioner role in the future as well. So it is improving. The issue is that MPs won't always agree with those interventions, and that's the issue we see here.
Appreciate your time, Prime Minister. Jacinda Ardern there, also, of course, Labour Party leader.